Morning. Let's open in prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can gather here together and look into your word. I pray, Father, that you take control of the service and that everyone here, Lord God, would receive something from the word spoken today, maybe something they hadn't seen before, a new outlook on words they've read. You take control, Father God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this is a little odd for me. Never spoken publicly before. It's not really something I ever felt gifted to do, but God had different ideas. So this month we were looking at the Christmas story, which is God's perfect gift of love to all mankind. Last week we heard about Joseph, and this week we're going to take a look at Mary. We got the slide up there. So who was Mary? Mary was a young Jewish girl who lived in a small town called Nazareth. Scripture doesn't tell us how old she was, but based on the Jewish culture and customs of that time, it is assumed she would have been somewhere between 12 and 14 years of age. We know she was pledged to be married to Joseph, who was a descendant of David, and we know Mary was highly favored by God. Now, 12 to 14 years of age, I have two daughters, and I remember well when they were 12 to 14, and still daddy's girls then. Their big concerns were what's going on in school. They were both very much into sports, figure skating and what have you, and learning new things every day. When I think about Mary, betrothed to be married at that age, it's kind of mind-blowing that a girl that young would have the level of maturity that she would be looking at the rest of her life. While she was still just a child herself, she was thinking of starting a family and having children. For young Jewish girls in that time, I guess this was not uncommon, but comparing it to our society, how we live, it's pretty hard for us to imagine. So we need to take ourselves back in that time and kind of look through the eyes of that culture understand the real story. Okay, screen three. Okay, so I want to read 1 Luke verses 26 to 33. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel down to Galilee to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are favored. The Lord is with you." At first, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." So, how can this be? How do you think Mary felt at that moment? Young girl, angel shows up, your life just did a 180. Throw your plans out the door. That's not what's happening. This is what's going to happen. Did she think, "I must be dreaming. This can't really be happening"? Was she frightened? Total life change in an instant. Did she think, "Who am I that God would choose me out of all the other girls she knew?" And I'm sure at that time, girls talked as they do today, and they would have known the prophecy. Isaiah 7, verse 14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and he will call him Emmanuel." So I'm sure, being Jewish and schooled in the synagogues, the girls would have talked about this. Who will it be? You know, I mean, it's been hundreds and hundreds of years. God has promised the Messiah, and he's told us how it will come. So all these things running through her mind. I want to read Luke 1, 34 to 38 now to answer. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible for God." So, how did Mary respond? After the angel told her, she said, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." And then the angel left. So there's Mary. The angel Gabriel has explained how these things will come to pass, and she has answered, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." Now, I'm sure Mary must have wondered how Joseph would react to this news. I believe she trusted the Lord would reveal his plan. When we read about Mary, we see a young girl with an incredible love for God and total faith in his word. After hearing all the angel Gabriel had to tell her, she accepted right away, "I am the Lord's servant." Again, 12 to 14 years of age. I find that really incredible. Mark 10, verse 15 tells us, "I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." That's a good example for us. Mary could have been afraid and said, "No, I am to marry Joseph. If I am with child, he will not have me, or my life will be in danger." But she didn't. Doesn't say she had any such thoughts at all. Anywhere in there, all you see is Mary's complete faith in the Word of God. She trusted him. She couldn't possibly know how her life was going to change, the direction, what Joseph was going to think, any of these things. But it doesn't really talk about her thinking about it. All it talks about is her acceptance, her trust in the Lord, her great faith that he could do what he said. Mary knew God would work out the details. So for us, do we accept our tasks willingly, the ones our Heavenly Father asks us to take care of? We know Joseph did take Mary as his wife and that Jesus was born, just as it is written. They traveled to Bethlehem and Jesus was born there in a manger. So for us, we need to find that kind of faith. When you tell your children, or for many of us, our grandchildren, you sit down and you read them a Bible story and you say, "This is what happened." They look at you and go, "Yeah." They just believe it. So when God tells us to do things, like, "Pat, you know, you really need to get up and speak." Like, "Really?" You just say, "Yes, Lord." We need to believe that God can work out all the details. We need faith like a child. At the end of this, Mary showing her faith. It's called Mary's Song. I just want to read just the first couple lines. It says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." that's her reaction to your life just changed. Everything you believed was going to happen, that's not going to happen now. And to her, she rejoiced because it was God's will. So the challenge to all of us is that we reach back and remember that kind of faith, and that we exercise it today, and that we pass it on. And we tell people, when God puts people in front of us, we have to remember the times God has been faithful. And we've stepped out and he's held us up. And we need to share those stories with other people that they might come to believe too. And so we close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I hope that people here today receive something to think about, and more importantly, Lord God, something to put into practice in our daily lives as we leave here. We just thank you for all your blessings, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.